Moving beyond discipline, understanding the roots of outbursts. When a child lashes out, they aren't just behaving badly, they are communicating a state of neurological overwhelm. This article explores the science behind childhood aggression, from the hyperreactive amygdala to the concept of lagging skills. Discover why traditional punishment often fails and how co-regulation, emotional literacy, and the power of a calm presence can help children navigate their biggest feelings safely. Childhood aggression. Aggression in childhood is one of the most challenging behaviors for parents, educators, and clinicians to navigate. While often viewed through a lens of discipline or bad behavior, a deeper look into developmental psychology and neurobiology reveals that aggression is frequently a form of communication. It is a distress signal from a nervous system that feels overwhelmed, unsafe, or unable to process complex emotions. Understanding the roots of childhood aggression is the first step toward transforming conflict into an opportunity for growth and emotional regulation. The developmental spectrum of aggression. It is important to distinguish between normal developmental exploration and chronic aggression. In toddlers, for instance, physical outbursts, such as hitting or biting, are common. At this stage, the prefrontal cortex, which governs impulse control and verbal reasoning, is still in its infancy. A toddler strikes out not because they are inherently mean, but because they lack the linguistic tools to express frustration or the neurological brakes to stop a physical impulse. As children grow, society expects these physical impulses to be replaced by verbal communication. When aggression persists or intensifies into the school age years, it often indicates an underlying gap in executive functioning or emotional regulation. For these children, the fight response of the brain is easily triggered, often by stimuli that an adult might perceive as minor or non-threatening. The role of the amygdala and the stress response. At the heart of childhood aggression lies the amygdala, the brain's alarm system. When a child perceives a threat, whether it is a social rejection, a difficult academic task, or a sensory overload, the amygdala triggers the release of adrenaline and cortisol. This is the classic fight, flight, or freeze response. In many aggressive children, this alarm system is hyperreactive. This can be due to various factors. Genetic predisposition: some children are born with a more sensitive temperament. Environmental stress: exposure to conflict at home or instability can keep a child's nervous system in a state of high alert. Sensory processing issues: for a child with sensory sensitivities, a loud classroom or a scratchy shirt can feel like a physical assault, leading to a defensive-aggressive outburst. When the amygdala takes over, the thinking brain, the prefrontal cortex, essentially goes offline. This is why logical reasoning or stern lectures are rarely effective in the heat of an aggressive moment. The child is physiologically incapable of processing complex information until they feel safe again. Aggression as a lack of soft skills. Dr. Ross Green, a renowned clinical psychologist, famously stated that kids do well if they can. This perspective suggests that aggression is a result of a lagging skill rather than a character flaw. Common lagging skills that manifest as aggression include perspective taking, the inability to understand how their actions affect others. Language processing, a struggle to find the words to express "I'm overwhelmed" or "That's not fair." Flexibility, an inability to transition between tasks or handle unexpected changes in routine. By viewing aggression as a skill deficit, the focus shifts from punishment to rehabilitation. Instead of asking, "How do I stop this behavior?" we begin to ask, "What skill is this child missing, and how can I help them build it?" The impact of physical touch on aggression. The previous articles in this series highlighted the power of touch, and its role in managing aggression is profound. While an aggressive child may push others away, they are often the ones most in need of co-regulation. Safe, nurturing touch, such as a firm hug if the child is receptive, or a hand on the shoulder, can help down-regulate a spiked nervous system. It signals to the amygdala that the danger has passed. However, it is crucial to balance this with the child's boundaries. For some children, touch during an outburst can feel like further stimulation. The goal is to provide a calm presence that the child can eventually mirror. Strategies for de-escalation and growth. Managing childhood aggression requires a dual approach: immediate de-escalation and long-term skill building. Validation first, acknowledge the emotion without condoning the behavior. I can see you are very angry right now. It's okay to be angry, but it's not okay to hit. The time in versus time out. Instead of isolating a child, which can increase the fear response, a time in involves staying near the child while they calm down, providing the physical and emotional proximity they need to reset. Collaborative problem solving. Once the child is calm, involve them in finding a solution. Earlier, you got upset when it was time to turn off the game. What can we do differently next time so it's not so hard? Conclusion. Childhood aggression is a complex tapestry of biology, environment, and development. By looking past the physical act and addressing the underlying emotional and neurological triggers, we can move away from a cycle of shame and punishment. Our role as adults is to serve as the external prefrontal cortex for children until they have developed the internal architecture to manage their own powerful emotions. With patience, consistent boundaries, and nurturing connection, even the most aggressive behaviors can be transformed into resilience and self-control.